The brother of a 38-year-old woman who was murdered at her home in Wilton in Cork almost 2 years ago has said words cannot describe the depth of pain, grief and devastation his family have had to endure since her death. The woman's husband, Rajin Rajan, has been sentenced to life imprisonment after a Central Criminal Court jury unanimously found him guilty of her murder at the conclusion of his trial early last month. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, was in court. Pascal, what's the background to this case?
Well, Cian, Deepa Dinamani and her husband, Rajin Rajan, moved to Ireland and settled in Cork in March 2023 with their son, who was 5 or 6 years of age at the time. Now, she took up a job as a senior manager with an international finance company, but while her professional life was progressing well, her marriage was collapsing. She wasn't happy and wanted a divorce. Her husband, who was unemployed while she had this very senior job, wouldn't agree to a divorce, and he couldn't countenance it. So they were living at the time of her death separate lives in the same house. His trial was subsequently told. And on the 14th of July 2023, 4 months after they moved to Ireland, Gardaí were called to the scene after Rajin Rajan made a 999 call and confessed to the call taker that he had killed Ms. Dinamani. Members of the Garda Armed Support Unit arrived at the house and Ms. Dinamani was found with a after she had been stabbed with a kitchen knife, which Rajin Rajan had bought 2 days earlier in Tesco. And he confessed to a number of people at the scene that he had killed his wife, including to a friend, as well as to a Garda who attended the scene of his wife's death.
What happened in court, Pascal?
Well, during his trial, which opened in March, and he was convicted by the jury on April the 8th, Rajin Rajan denied the charge of murder. He told the jury that what had happened was actually a tragic accident, that his wife had picked up the carving knife when he went into her bedroom to retrieve his passport, and she got stabbed as he struggled to take the knife from her. But the jury rejected his story and found him guilty in a unanimous verdict. So the sentencing hearing was scheduled for today. We heard from a member of the investigating team today, Detective Sergeant Michelle O'Leary, who told the court that this was a deliberate and premeditated attack that was carried out with no hesitation by Rajin Rajan. She said there is no doubt that Rajin Rajan's intent and the fact that it was that he was well aware of the probable consequences of his actions, namely the loss of life of his wife, Deepa Dinamani. But we got a very powerful victim impact statement from Deepa Dinamani's brother, Ullis Dinamani. He said there are no words that can truly convey the depth of pain, grief and devastation that his family have gone through since his sister was murdered. He said, "We shared everything, our hopes, our fears, our joys. Her presence brought happiness to our home and her absence left an unbearable void that we are still struggling to live with every day." He described the impact on his parents, how his mother breaks down now, and he can only stand by helplessly, unable to ease her pain. But he said perhaps the most heartbreaking impact has been that on her six-year-old son, a child adored by his mother, who shared a deep, loving bond with her. No child should ever have to experience such trauma, to lose their mother in such a cruel way in the early stages of his life. Now, Ms. Justice Siobhan Lankford described the victim impact statement as profoundly moving. She described Rajin Rajan's evidence to the jury as a tissue of lies which besmirched Deepa Dinamani's good name. But she said the jury rejected his evidence in favour of the overwhelming evidence of the state, and she jailed Rajin Rajan for life.
Southern editor Pascal Sheehy, thank you.